Adrian Sala, and you're listening to WikiSlee. Tonight, I'm going to tell you the story of Cleopatra. The last active ruler of the Ptolemaic Kingdom of Egypt, Cleopatra's story is one of intrigue, cunning, and alliances with some of history's most powerful leaders. Her political intelligence, combined with an unwavering thirst for power, have kept her among the most fascinating people to have ever lived. As we begin, take a moment to get settled. Enjoy a few long, deep breaths, filling your lungs up entirely before exhaling completely and settling in to wherever you are. If your mind starts to wander, that's totally normal. Just bring it back to my voice and the story as we explore one of the most compelling people to have ever lived. To understand Cleopatra, we have to first look at the political history between Egypt and Rome. In 58 BCE, the Romans annexed Cyprus. Cleopatra's uncle, Ptolemy of Cyprus, was facing exile due to charges of piracy, and instead of enduring being away from his homeland, he took his own life. Her father, the ruling pharaoh at the time, Ptolemy XII, remained publicly silent on the death, a decision which, along with ceding traditional Ptolemaic territory to the Romans, damaged his credibility among subjects already enraged by his economic policies. He was exiled from Egypt by force, traveling first to Rhodes, then Athens, and finally the villa of Triumvir Pompey. He spent nearly a year on the outskirts of Rome, accompanied by his young daughter Cleopatra, then about 11 years old. During this period, Cleopatra's sister Bernice sent an embassy to Rome to advocate for her own rule. She opposed the reinstatement of her father, but Ptolemy had the leaders of her embassy killed. He wished to return to Egypt himself, but needed an armed escort to make the journey. When the Roman Senate denied him the protection he desired, he decided to reside at the Temple of Artemis in Ephesus in 57 BCE. Ptolemy XII was popular with Roman financiers, however, who remained determined to restore him to power. Aulus Gabinius, the Roman governor of Syria, was persuaded to invade Egypt and restore Ptolemy XII through an offer of 10,000 talents for the proposed mission. Although it put him at odds with Roman law, Gabinius invaded Egypt in the spring of 55 BCE. A young cavalry officer named Mark Antony joined the campaign under Gabinius's command. Antony distinguished himself by preventing Ptolemy XII from massacring the inhabitants of Pelusium and for rescuing the body of Archelaus, the husband of Cleopatra's sister Bernice, after he was killed in battle, ensuring him a proper royal burial. Cleopatra, by now 14 years old, traveled with the Roman expedition into Egypt following the campaign. Gabinius was put on trial in Rome for abusing his authority, for which he was acquitted, but his second trial for accepting bribes led to his exile, from which he was recalled 7 years later by Roman Emperor Caesar.